What is required to have a truly random sample? Is this often accomplished? When you are told that a sample is, quote, random, what has usually been done? To have a truly random sample, you must first have a complete population sampling frame, a list of or access to absolutely every member of that target population. Two, you must randomly select from that complete population sampling frame. And three, you must have no attrition. Everybody that you pick agrees and completes the data. Do you think this happens very often? No. Complete population sampling frames are rare. Everybody that you randomly select participating in the whole research, really rare. It's easy to have a list and randomly pick people from that. We do that all day. I need monkeys to do that. But it's the quality of the list and the quality of the people taking us up on our offer and showing up that makes true random samples extremely rare. When we're told that a sample is random, what has usually been done? One, we trust the purposive sampling frame. No, it's not a list of everybody. It doesn't even try to be a list of everybody. But we have reason to believe that that sampling frame does represent the target population. Think of marketing test cities. There's only 10 or 12 of them, but they're carefully chosen so that they represent all the different cities in America. The second thing is, much of the time, we involve self-selection. The members of that sampling frame are invited, and they decide whether or not they're going to come forward. And third of all, when we do have attrition, when somebody drops out of the study, we replace them. Okay? That's what really happens.